KEA-RUH Mobile. KEA-RUH Mobile.
W8FE.
Morning, Sean. KE8RUH.
Morning, Anthony. How you doing? Just paddling in the work here myself. Road work to do today, which is kind of fun. Kind of visit a couple of sites. So, how about you? What's the stats?
Just making my final turns into the parking lot here and going to get on with the day. Nothing out of the ordinary or exciting happening today, unfortunately. So just the daily grind and hopefully find something fun to do this afternoon and evening.
Well, it seems a little early for you, but all right, well, we won't hold you. Let's get in there and start making the donuts.
Yeah, once school starts, I usually get into the office a little bit earlier. Everybody's up and at 'em in the house, so I can get out of the house faster. So I'm usually on the road earlier during the school year.
Ah, that makes sense. There you go.
All right, have a great day, Sean. Hopefully we'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon. KEA-RUH, have a great day.
All right, Anthony, have fun. Catch you later. W8FU. November 8, Mike Juliet, November, testing 123. This is November 8, Mike Juliet, November, testing your radio. Susie, working okay? K8ZVX. Hey, thanks for the report. For whatever reason, my phone thing is not picking up my voice, but it sounds like I'm being heard. So appreciate the feedback. Thank you. 73 N8MZN clear.
K8VX clear.
KFAS Mobile.
KEATFM.
NHKPB.
W8NFC.
W8NSC, I think is what I got it. Name here is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Name here is Nick. Sound 94, County Line, Carlson, St. Clair County.
Wow, you're sounding really good. You must be on the Richmond repeater.
Oh, yes. That's my home repeater, so it's got a pretty good footprint. I can get pretty far on it, actually. Really, really happy with that.
Yep, just driving in traffic here. Got my car's maintenance all taken care of, but they forgot about me. Funny, the guy went to lunch and came back, but fortunately I was just doing work stuff, so it didn't bother me too much.
Yeah, I'm just headed home from there myself. I got to get my car in somewhere. I got a brake issue. I think it's in the rear. Hit the brakes and she wiggled a bit. So I think the back rotors, I think, are finally gone. So got to get that done, and then I'm going to do the plugs and coilovers myself. I can do that myself. But brakes, I won't attempt myself.
Yeah, I've done the oil change once and rotated tires once, and then I said, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. But at least I know how to do it, or at least I can say I did it.
Yeah, I don't mess with that stuff either. I'd leave that to the professionals, but I figured I'll save me some labor on the plugs and the coil. Not a bad, pretty easy job. I hooked it up on YouTube. Pretty easy, so I'll do that myself. Save me a little bit of money, but the brakes, I'm like, nope, not even going to bother with that. That's too much of all the ABS. I heard you have to program stuff in the computer. I'm like, nope, not messing with that.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know you had to do that. I think it would just be replace the pads and it would figure it out, but yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Even though I can probably do computer stuff, but I wouldn't want to. I mean, I'm sure you have to take some training. You know, that's why they get certified and all that. They got to take all those courses and go through all that stuff.
Yeah, I think you got to have one of those special computers with the program to do what you got to do, and I don't have that. That way they can figure out the brakes. If it's just the pads, they can do it. If it's the pads and rotors, they can take care of that, too.
Yep, that is true. I wonder how this translates to those electric vehicles. I imagine those got to be even more difficult to work on because then they got to deal with taking a battery out and all kinds of other nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know on that. So. Didn't even think about that, but you got a good point. So. Yeah, just getting out here to the countryside at home. So. Out here almost 32 miles.
Very good. Yeah, I'm down here at 17 miles. Stuck in traffic because I got M53 all, I don't know if you come down here that much, but M53 northbound, you can't get on it. So it backs up all the roads next to it. So Van Dyke and Shane are all messed up.
Yeah, I heard. I was up 35 miles Van Dyke a couple weeks ago at the fire station there doing some work, and they had construction up that way too when I was leaving there. I quickly got off Van Dyke and started headed east on one of the mile roads.
So do the mile roads extend into St. Clair County, or is that only a Macomb County thing?
I believe it's just a Macomb County thing, but they kind of, like, 32 mile becomes division in St. Clair County. So into just outside of Richmond, it becomes division all the way to Palms Road. And then from Palms East, it becomes Fredmore, but it's all 32 mile, really.
Okay, yeah, similar to Oakland County. So, yeah, I'm familiar with the equivalent for Oakland County, but not that way. One of our ham buddies, he moved to Almont, and he says, I'm at 42 mile road. It's like, there's no 42 mile road. So it's like just 6 miles north of the border, I guess.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. I mean, everybody calls this 32 miles Fredmore. I mean, everybody knows what it is. I mean, 26 miles runs and becomes Marine City Highway all the way east, but you can call it 26 mile and they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 26 mile is Marine City Highway, and then 23 mile is the, it turns into the road that goes around Anchor Bay. That's all I remember. Goes through New Baltimore and all that. So I heard that Algonac State Park is still closed down. That's kind of a bummer. Hopefully they'll open by next spring. Because, you know, that's a park on the air park. You can take your, if you do HF stuff, you can sit there by the water and get HF, you know, parks on the air contacts.
I think several years ago when I camped there for that weekend, the guys were next to my campsite. It was before I got my ticket. But it looked like they should be open in the spring. I didn't really look. I haven't been down that way in the last month or so. But I don't camp there anymore because I got the seasonal up in Harbor Beach at the campground there. So the trailer's just permanently up there, and I just travel up there on the weekend. Easier and cheaper.
I haven't explored too much up there. I'll probably maybe next summer explore more over there. But I'm moving to like 23 and Card area. And that will be my new starting point. So I'm going to be able to venture out that way more. Or to the east and up Port Huron and around Anchor Bay and all that stuff. So I look forward to that. But this year has just been moving and all kinds of things. Haven't been able to do much enjoying a summer.
Yeah, I mix it in among other things. I got fire department stuff that keeps it busy, you know. They want us to do all these free events and, you know, get our name out there and, you know, make sure the public can see us. And you gotta just make it a work-life balance that's can't do it all every day. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and being stuck in traffic doesn't help every time. But
I knew this would happen if I went in the afternoon. It would reach to, you know, with the school bus time and all that stuff, and be stuck in traffic. But yeah, had to do it. I was supposed to go last week, last Wednesday, but we had those storms come through and it knocked the power out, and they didn't have power at the dealership, so I had to reschedule. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, a lot of people lost power last week, for sure. So. But anyway, it's good talking to you, and I'm about ready to pull into where I need to be. So we'll say 7-3 from WANS.
All right, good chatting with you. I'm stuck here in traffic. Kia Beta.
NHKPP Mobile. NHKPP Mobile again. NHKPP.